Thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra, where you can find information on auto insurance, employer and ERISA policies, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, and much, much more. This is your car accident radio channel. Talking About You with Estra's radio show welcomes you. Call the show today at 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or car accident experiences. I'm listening to what you have to say about your journey. And you never need to travel this path alone. You can read, watch, or listen with me at any time. Recovering in love means being kind and patient with you during difficult times. It requires acceptance of being in a place which does not offer the goals and dreams sought prior to a car accident. Keeping mind moving towards the future and not giving up hope of overcoming challenges may take you further than ever realized. Today, let's explore ways to get to the destination perhaps not seen today, but hoped for at a later date. Let's talk about the 10 steps which will help you recover in love. Thank you for joining me, Estra, today for our topic of recovering in love from Seattle, Washington, USA. Here are the 10 steps of recovering in love. Number 1. Disappointment comes to us all. When missing limbs, mental dysfunction, or back to square one again, who could not be sad about it? No one wants their lives to be put on hold. And a slow recovery means life will be impacted. Previous plans may be placed on the back burner or completely changed. Yet, if you're listening to this radio program, recognize some people today did not get the opportunity to reinvent their life because they lost them in a collision. What am I saying? I'm saying that sometimes we have to accept the things that we cannot change and make the decision to move forward in spite of perhaps a bitter pill swallowed, meeting a shattered dream due to a collision. Dreams can be remade and reshaped as long as you're here. Stages of grief can also happen after a collision. The initial shock alone can place mindsets in a place of a new reality. This new reality takes time to accept. This is a big difference between viewing a collision in the picture versus personally experiencing one, especially for the first time. In many cases, things we see happen to others, we don't necessarily expect those things to happen to us, especially when it does. So understand that grief is normal in response to injury. Take time to learn about what this has meant for others and express what it has meant in your life, too. The journey has more to contribute than just suffering and loss. Take whatever positive experience learned from this journey and give this to someone else who could use it to better their lives. Whatever life brings, there will always be two sides. Whether encouragement, inner hope, strength, or greater knowledge, use it to make a difference. Family, friends, and others in the community we'll need this information, especially when we have more than 1,000 accidents a day. Number 2. Life surprising shakeups. Did the day of the car wreck seem normal? This is usually the case. In typical lifestyles, there is something about waking up every morning with the idea it will be a typical day. Most of us are accustomed to proceeding day after day with similar activities, allowing our state of minds to regularly create the expectations from previous experiences that each day will be okay. Many routines such as driving to work or other activities safely is commonplace. A collision during routines shakes up perceptions of what is to come. Now people can be placed on high alert, anticipating the worst, instead of daily routines. Our world has been penetrated in an unexpected way, adding knowledge to the psyche that a collision can happen to us. This knowledge can change desires to drive, worries getting to and from destinations, and take a while to overcome the traumatic visuals which come from being in a car wreck. Yes, Life can be transformed from an incident such as this. One can take this information and use it to strengthen resolve to overcome obstacles, however. Realize that being afraid to drive does happen for some, depending on the seriousness of the accident, number of times involved in a collision, and yes, this is another endless list. Time does bring healing and awareness, which allows driving to become more comfortable for many. And some do develop PTSD, known as post-traumatic stress disorder, from car accidents. Fortunately, getting help does provide injured to learn to work through the process or develop coping mechanisms to move through them. The key to remember about the surprises in life is that there will be some, and typically when least expected, and that's why they are called unexpected events. Take hold of whatever life brings your way, own it, master it, and take the knowledge learned into the next phase of life. Whatever you do, don't get stuck and hold in traumatic events. The key is to know there are many people who have gone through this and are willing to help others move through to a better place. The struggles indeed make most people compassionate for those going through a car accident and create a willingness to make a commitment to come to the aid of others. In summary, realize life will bring surprises. The more prepared before a collision, in most cases, the better able to recover in love, because there is an information base to build upon. Step number 3. Sadness after being injured is normal. Chronic pain and suffering alone can have an impact on mental states. If unhappiness becomes prolonged, be sure to seek out support, at minimum, a shoulder to share your burdens, and remember there are professionals who can help. Select someone you are comfortable with and is helping to improve conditions. Sometimes a little support can go a long way. The accumulation of losses is another reason for great sadness. Adding hobbies or activities which provide joy, optimism, or uplifting opportunities can help focus on the future rather than the past. This may also be a means in finding a new dream and options of hope and encouragement. Don't feel hopeless due to an injury or disability. Be in search for your niche. Make decisions not to give up. Finding a place where what is important to you reaches the audience that needs to hear about trials, tribulations, and victories of life experiences. Advocating for those involved in a car accident facing current issues you've learned about matters. This can be a long journey for injured or disabled because money and wealth can block access for those in need. The more help for Main Street, the better, in my opinion. Empowerment and self-confidence can go a long way in helping to move from sadness to wholeness, recognizing there is a place for you in this world, regardless of your current conditions. Today, there is an acknowledgement that there is room in this world for all of us, and invisibility is becoming less of an acceptable characteristic for society. Regardless of who you are and your personal skill set, there is room, even if you have to make it. In fact, most do. Make a plan and pursue dreams with a happy heart. Make sure to receive total recovery care. As a unique individual, the impact of a car wreck carries similar and different problems. Finding a resolution which restores wholeness sometimes requires a set of professionals in specific fields. Don't hesitate to speak up if there is something more required. Mind readers, professionals are not. In fact, sometimes you may understand more about what is happening within you than caregivers do initially. Communication and rapport between individuals takes time to build. Depending on the level of injury, the body, mind, and spirit may be bruised and need healing. You have the final words in your personal care, and it's important to listen to the professionals. Yet, at the end of the day, you go home with the injuries and must endure. So don't be afraid to work with professionals to come up with something that works all the way around. Unfortunately, more medical care professionals' hands are tied by insurance companies' demands on what procedures are approved. In fact, if you find insurance company employees going in to meet with people responsible for your care, recognize they might be applying pressure to these individuals to see the auto insurance claim their way. They may be supplying them with information which presents your claim in a way that benefits insurance companies' desires regarding the outcome. If you find the pressures they are placing on people aiding in your care is too much, document it. And if you become uncomfortable with the relationship, document this too. Don't be surprised if they follow you to any professionals assisting in your care. Frankly, I consider this to be harassment and intimidation when insurance companies prevent medical professionals from doing the job their way without interference. Sadly, many policyholders don't always recognize this behavior because much of what the insurance companies do is not shared with individuals. Many patients are left to wonder why the relationships are changing, since most are not being kept in the loop. And unfortunately, medical professionals are being paid by these insurance companies, and they know how to play hardball, leaving many medical professionals waiting and wondering when and if they will ever be paid. Therefore, this leaves questions how much leeway medical professionals actually have to protect the interests of patients, especially when billing can be held up again for months without any repercussions. Leaving medical professionals with no choice but to play ball, so to speak, with these huge conglomerates that could hold out for years or even a decade makes it hard to balance the needs of the patients with the need of keeping their practices going. Wondering why some professionals are only accepting cash today? This is one of the reasons from my perspective. They choose not to deal with bad faith insurance companies. The other things that are important to know is that insurance companies have their own set of medical teams in which they work against policyholders. Those days where honest independent assessments may be a thing of the past from my perspective. Learn which private or state organizations work closely with these corporations. Most people are unaware of this issue and walk into medical care offices expecting just a fair and honest assessment of their condition and help in recovery. Many of these insurance companies put money back into communities to hold on to certain interests. This makes screening the people involved in your care important. This is one area attorneys are helpful because they know where most allegiances lie. But unfortunately, there is a set of them who also work with insurance company. Let the policyholder beware of whom you seek legal counsel also, because getting in bed with the enemy, so to speak, can end up discouraging your efforts to receive a fair and just settlement. Okay, that ends number 4 and on to number 5. You are the most important person in this equation. When faced with many decisions and perhaps life-changing choices, only you will live with the outcomes, as I've mentioned before. Become educated about available options and do what is best for you. When exposed to several options, some will include fear responses. In my opinion, evaluate why these intimidation factors are present and who benefits from them. Making decisions based on what is in the policyholder's best interest and actions used as punishment to prevent in selecting possible options should not necessarily prevent individuals from making choices best for them. The key in these circumstances is understanding what is to come, how to handle the battles faced, and standing up for what's believed, and then let the chips fall where they may. Too many times, policyholders are forced into positions that are not beneficial and do not improve the quality of life for them. Far too many policyholders spend much of their time struggling due to not receiving the full benefits from insurance carriers. Therefore, weigh the consequences of your actions carefully and recognize insurers do not always do what is right for the insured. Frankly, it is better to stand for what is right on your behalf than to be taken advantage of in a way that makes living with oneself more difficult. I personally believe when bad faith insurance companies are forced to release statistical information on the treatment of insurance policyholders and available to the public, these behaviors will change. In fact, I suspect it will be similar to placing body cameras on police officers. Number 6. Verify what you are told by auto insurance companies. From my perspective, some insurers will put their interests first, which means when everything else is said and done, policyholders get the short end of the stick at outcome. In my experience, trusting without verifying in these circumstances can be problematic regardless of whom dealing with. By learning as much as possible about the experiences of a collision prior to being in one decreases the chances of being taken advantage of, along with reductions in the levels of stress. The key is to remember that you can take the time needed to review and evaluate requests. If being pressured into making a decision before ready, this should raise a red flag at who would benefit from these actions. When uncertain about which way to go, you can always seek out counsel and get more than one opinion. Yet, remember to make the final decision by evaluating what you will be able to live with today and also into the future. Remember, auto insurance companies have walked through claims such as yours hundreds or even thousands of times. They typically know most of the angles a claim can take and how to defend themselves and keep settlements due to policyholders, whether it is for today or 10 years from now. The key to think about is what you want and how to handle the situation. Yes, you can tell them no. Let me repeat that because sometimes we forget that. You can tell them no. You don't have to play it their way. In fact, you are always in the driver's seat, so to speak. Let's hope in the near future Congress will sign legislation which creates a fair playing field for policyholders coming up against these multi-billion dollar corporations. Insured civil rights legislation would prevent insurance companies from delaying, denying, and terminating benefits unfairly. Until insured civil rights legislation is approved, verify what auto insurance company adjusters say and do conform to your state laws. National legislation to protect all policyholders is required for us as a nation to move forward. Number 7. Make medical decisions best for you, not employers. It is important to keep employment if at all possible. No one likes the idea of having to start all over again, but sometimes the road and path change. We cannot always control what happens in our lives. Becoming self-sacrificing to return to work before healed may be more costly in the future in ways not currently thought about. Weigh the impact on health, finances, and the future. I realize this is not always the time injured can think clearly, but critical steps can either lead to a successful recovery or possible disaster. Looking at where you are realistically is very important to develop a plan which helps move forward victoriously and a testimony to others that they, too, can also make it through the trials and tribulations faced through a car accident and go on to live a life that is meaningful and provides opportunities. The more information learned about condition, both current and future research, enables critical thinking processes which allow policyholders to ask the right questions and make the best decisions. Do medical professionals know more about your condition? In most cases, they do. Yet, this does not mean once you receive enough information about the issues faced today and typically tomorrow, that you alone must make the final decision. Again, insurance companies will attempt to impress their opinions on all individuals who play a major role in your claim. They may not always do this in a way that is just and fair for the determination of a claim. If they did, fewer people would have stories to tell about their treatments by insurance companies. The key is to know each of us is given only one life, a life we must make the best of with the situations that meet us on our journey. There is no life that is trouble-free. In my opinion, each of us must stand up for the things believed in, not only for ourselves, but others. so do your best. This is all that can be required. Stand tall and learn as you go through this claim process. Choose to recover in love by taking care of yourself and realize each of us do the best we can in the situations we face. Say no to any care that is not working for you, and this will help to move forward in your recovery. Be forgiving when making slow progress, and celebrate when growth moves quickly. All is a part of the process which builds upon the goals of getting better. Yes, I know it is difficult to be patient when life seems to be moving faster all around you. Just heal and be ready when it does. Don't be afraid to dream old and new life possibilities. Number 8. Attorneys end up being paid by insurance companies, and many realize the wealth and power they are up against. Most insurance carriers pay $500 an hour lawyer fees and have teams doing opposition research with the goal to destroy and annihilate policyholders as plaintiffs. Attorneys for the plaintiffs, unless wealthy in their own right, come against these ready-made, powerfully engineered teams with enough time and money to project this claim way out into the future. Poor and middle-class insured typically don't have 10 years to wait out results and be able to survive financially and emotionally. And battling an ERISA claim with an employer requires even more out-of-pocket costs to fight these multi-billion dollar insurance carriers, which, by the way, is also your employer. The key is to recognize what you are up against, stand up, fight, and bring awareness through documenting the many experiences you will have on your way to court with these companies. Be sure to contact your congressperson, let them know that you support insured civil rights legislation, and employers face no consequences for bad faith behaviors under the ERISA legislation. Attorneys' loyalties are also important to learn. Many work with insurance carriers, therefore, be careful whom you hire. Do the best to ascertain their relationships with these carriers and if they will operate in your best of interest. Number 9. Make a plan of action with the facts about condition. Most injuries do follow a pattern. Although no two people may recover exactly the same, most go through similar circumstances. Having a plan will help protect against confusion and errors when unsure situations arise. Taking time to compare options allows injured to become comfortable with the decisions made or concerns that must be addressed during the insurance claim process. Reviewing a plan of action is a guiding light, keeping focus on what's important to you while evaluating recent information and how it compares to the knowledge you've already have. And lastly, number 10. Recovering in love means accepting where you are every step through the process. Understand you're doing everything to the best of your abilities, and the huge conglomerates you are coming up against have been doing this for decades and have a lot more experience, wealth, and power than the average person. The idea to be fully equipped to combat tactics brought before you is a high expectation few Main Street policyholders can rise to. Yet policyholders do learn more and fight better than initially anticipated, and this is why it's important to share learned examples. For the poor and middle-class policyholder, it changes the conversation into one that brings practical responses towards unfair or bad faith actions most insureds do not expect to face after being involved in a collision. Having viable options to insurers allows injured more time to explore ideas on personal care. The love given to you will improve health of body, mind, and spirit. Recovering in love empowers, brings courage and strength needed to get through this process in a way that is victorious, whether those companies do the right thing on your behalf or not. Congress can evaluate auto insurance companies' actions related to timeliness and the settlements of the injured, so make sure to ask them to do so. I, Estra, have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Assurance Company, Social Security, Disability, and SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. Always remember, there are hundreds of Estra brand car accident information and support tools at your disposal, and many of them are free to use. Select Estra's car accident playlist out on YouTube, which contains 11 free videos to show many of the experiences that can be encountered after a collision. Taking on unfair practices of major corporations can make it difficult for policyholders to access legitimate links. Therefore, do not hesitate to type in the link yourself online. For example, if you go out to YouTube, you used to be able to type Estra and all of the links would come up. Now, harassers have added many new Estras out there and some of the links are now buried. So make sure to type in Estra's car accident or Estra Seattle to find legitimate links. Tools are important in being able to work through the process of getting through a collision. And my book, Car Accident by Estra, shares those personal experiences of being involved in several collisions. And it provides helpful insights into by-stepping pitfalls most injured often don't think about until they've been taken advantage of. So this is a must-read book. You'll also find the 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes, and it's available for support and encouragement. It's a great as a gift or personal use. The 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for an organized approach to documenting your collision is available all year round. So make sure to stop by my official car accident site for additional information. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. You can read, listen, or watch topics which will help you make more informed decisions. And you are always welcome at legitimate Estra site. Thank you for listening today, because it is only with your continued knowledge about the insurance industry, self-insured employer insurance programs, long-term disability, can we make a difference in creating insured civil rights laws and legislations which can make this more fair and equitable for policyholders. I also want to thank Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the song Midnight Run by OK. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. So be sure to take 3 minutes and tell us about how you've been affected. Let's meet back here next Monday, which is our new day and our new time at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up.